This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bittar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
It's that time of the week again, cranking it up with Dr. Rashid Bittar, Advanced Medicine. And, Doc, we have a really interesting story of someone you know, Cheryl Atkinson, one of the few real investigative journalists who went out on her own after she left the mainstream media because they wouldn't let her actually investigate. And she did a story just this week about Chuck Norris's wife who was dying. Nearly on death's door, they couldn't figure out what was happening. And it turns out she was being poisoned with each and every MRI session she was going to, magnetic resonance imaging. And I thought to myself, Dr. Bittar, MRI, isn't that fairly benign relative? Because it's not the ionizing radiation scans like the CAT scans throwing 100 x-rays at you at a time. But apparently there's some kind of contrast injection or substance that's a heavy metal, gadolinium, that was poisoning this poor woman that she couldn't detoxify from it.
Yeah, and gadolinium is a very common contrast media that is used in many of these different studies. And gadolinium and thallium are the two most commonly used, and both of those are considered heavy metals. They're considered trace earth elements, but they are heavy metals, and both of them in excess can cause a lot of detrimental changes in a person.
Well, is this something, I'm sure you were aware of it, but I mean, the point is, if I'm to think, you know, from an outsider as a homeopath, I mean, I don't do MRIs or CAT scans. Of course, I've referenced out my dad's brother, my uncle, who told me not to become a doctor. He was a nuclear medicine specialist. He read all of that stuff. But the idea of an MRI seemingly more benign or less harmful because you're not doing ionizing radiation in the scan, but the gadolinium, and they say they don't give it to everybody. Not everybody gets the contrasting agent. And so are docs well aware? Because in this case, it seemed like no doctor could figure out what was wrong with this woman.
Well, it is a major issue. It's something that I wasn't aware of 20 years ago, but about before I became the chairman for the American Board of Clinical Metal Toxicology, which was back in 2000, and I guess probably 2006. So around 2004, 2005 time frame is when I became more aware of the thallium and the gadolinium issue. And that's really the biggest that's one of the biggest concerns that I have with doing any of these scans, and that's why in our cancer patients, we don't do MRI scans, CT scans. I don't do the exercise treadmill test, all because of the contrast media that's used. That's a big part of it. You know, when you start looking at things like, for example, the dye that's injected into somebody when they do a study to assess vascular perfusion, so when they do an arteriogram or when they do an exercise treadmill, that's when they inject a dye into you which has thallium in it, which is the contrast media in that case, or in MRI cases, the gadolinium. All of these materials that are being used, they're used to enhance the image that is captured on the film because it allows, it's called contrast media because it allows for contrast between the lumen of whatever they're assessing, whether it's a vessel or the gut or whatever the case is, and then the viscous organs and the soft tissue, so it allows to give you a more what's the word?
No, it's not, not, It's not for the health of the patient. It's to make it easier to read whatever they're trying to scan.
Exactly. It's to improve the diagnostic capability of those studies. That's exactly right. But the problem is that the elimination of these contrast media is something that is more often a problem than not. And it's always been assumed that it's easy to deal with, but it's not so easy to deal with. And I think you and I have talked about, and specifically in cardiovascular disease, where we've seen people that have blockages, supposedly, on arteriograms when they do the PTCAs, and that basically requires a stent placement or more aggressive bypass. That's the conventional thought process. But then when they do the actual procedure, when they go in to operate on the patient, at that point where the occlusion was, which is where the contrast media, you know, you see this line of contrast media, and then it narrows and becomes like a string, and then there's nothing past it, and they say that's where the occlusion is. That's where the blockage is. That's where the atheroma is formed, right? Mm-hmm. So then they go in to operate the person, and they see that there's no occlusion. There's nothing there. So what caused that blockage to appear on the study? The actual reason was because the contrast media caused a vasospasm because it's an irritant and mm-hmm. caused the vessel to contract, almost like a Charlie horse, you know, you'd get in
right.
your leg type thing,
yeah.
causes
yeah.
to contract, and that causes an obstruction, which is perceived as an occlusion from plaque or, you know, atheroma, whatever it is. And in actuality, it's nothing more than a spasm that the body goes into due to the contrast media.
In response to the heavy
like an
metal.
Acute phase. Yeah, that's just an acute phase just from an irritant standpoint and a reactant standpoint.
Sure.
But then you start looking at the heavy metal aspect of it, the elimination of it, aspect of it, the renal implications of it, you know, because it's going through the kidneys. And secondarily, there may be some hepatic impact as well, but I'm not so sure. I know that definitely there is a renal impact.
Well, the liver can take a lot more crap and survive it than the kidneys. If it gets a direct hit by some of this stuff, you can destroy the function pretty quickly. And that's why, you know, it's serious. We covered a story yesterday, Dr. Bitar, about the CDC announcing that 1 in 6 Americans are on their way to renal failure, are dealing with some form of kidney disease. 1 in 6, and that might be low. And I'm thinking, you know, add this into the mix. And I said, as I've said before about the third leading cause of death being modern medicine, I say it's the first because it causes the second and the first. And you just laid it out beautifully, too, in terms of the diagnostic test, determining that you have a problem that you don't have because the diagnostic test itself caused the problem.
Well, this is a very interesting point, talking about the renal disease aspect, because I did not know 1 out of 6 Americans are going into renal failure. But now you take that component that we just talked about with all these contrast media, and then you take the most commonly used medication over the counter for joint pain, for arthritis. You know, you're talking about aspirin. You're talking about the nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories like the Arutis's and the Voltaren, which was one of the ones that they used for that basically the FDA said it was safe, and after 55,000 deaths were confirmed, and they finally took it off the market.
Yeah.
Which one was
Tox2
that? Tox2
inhibiting Vioxx.
Vioxx, mm-hmm. right. So, you know, there's a lot of these different types of nonsteroidals, but the low-dose, chronic, insidious onslaught of the exposure to these medications for these joint pains, it's a constant beating up of the kidneys. So I'm not surprised that it's 1 out of 6,
yeah.
given the fact that there's so much usage of these nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories. And then on top of that, we look at the contrast media aspect. And there's so many other things that affect the kidneys. Everything that we take into our bodies, we talk a lot. You and I have talked a lot on the show about the gastrointestinal system and the liver.
Yes.
But everything that we, all liquids, okay? Of course, they're going through the liver as well. But kidneys, if you think about it, the kidney separates all the waste from everything, basically all the everything that we ingest into our bodies. The first phase, liver deals with a lot of first phase, second phase, but the kidney breaks down a lot of different things. Heavy metals, for example, it's the vacuoles within the renal parenchyma, within the kidney tissue itself, that actually have the highest concentration of heavy metals in any part of the body. Why? Because that's the primary route of elimination after the gastrointestinal system. And when it comes to the blood system, it's actually the primary way that the blood is cleaned going through the kidneys. So when you end up having heavy metals in any type of acute toxicity, it's the kidney parenchyma, the tissue of the
right.
kidneys, that takes the brunt of the, the force.
Oh, yeah. And, so and they diagnose the kidney stuff way more than they do the liver congestion, which is not an official diagnosis, I don't think, in at least the way allopathic medicine is practiced thus far. But you're right. The idea that the CDC has picked up on this, but the thing is they're still scratching their heads. They have no idea why. And we know why. You know why.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very, very common phenomenon, and you start looking at many of the other types of things that we're ingesting on a daily basis and how they can affect the kidneys. The impressive thing is that when you start the process of chelation, Robert, the metal level, as you're starting to pull, think of a filter, and think of the filter has a lot of sediment in it. Well, when you start to push stuff through that filter, the sediment is going to be the first thing that pushes out, right? So when you start pushing that sediment out through the filter, you're going to see a greater strain on that particular filter. Same thing in the body. You see an actual impact on the kidney function. You see a worsening of the BUN and creatinine on a human when you chelate them initially when they've got heavy metals. So you'll see a bump up in the metal levels, in the kidney function. But then as you continue the process, the kidney function then comes back down to normal and gets lower, becomes even more efficient because you basically just cleaned out the filter. So
yeah.
It's a phenomenon that doctors that don't understand how this works, when they see that initial thing, they get, oh, my God, it's affecting the kidneys. No, it's cleaning out the kidneys. It's all the sludge that's moving
right
through the filter, and
yeah,
that's what you're seeing, the bump up in the kidney function. And within 2 or 3 weeks, it comes right back down to normal and then goes even lower. And it's actually much more efficient than it ever was in the people. I can tell you 80 to 85% of my patients, their kidney functions today are better than they were 20, 30 years ago because of simply this phenomenon.
Well, let's help somebody out with this very thing.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day is coming from Taffy. She says, greetings, RSB and Dr. Bitar. My profound thanks to you all and all your guests. I recently had an oligo scan, I believe that's what she said, done by my biological dentist, and it showed high levels of aluminum, lead, mercury, cadmium, and silver. I've been using some silver for the past few years while under the weather. I also have the MTHFR positive, and I've listened to Dr. Bitar's talk on it. Evidently, the heavy metals won't come out till the methylation cycle is functioning as it should. The results were high cardiovascular risk, acidosis, and global heavy metal intoxication. Mainstream medicine doesn't understand this. I greatly appreciate any suggestions, and on top of it, I'm extremely fatigued and very out of it. Thank you very much, and love to you all, Taffy. All right, Dr. Bitar, we're really almost up on a break on this. I want you to think about this because it builds on what we've just been discussing. Another diagnosis of a heavy metal burden in someone who, well, just like any of us, could be exposed through any number of routes, but it could be modern medicine, too. It could be dentistry. So let's talk about in detail how we can help Taffy and others that are suffering in this way or who have been poisoned by gadolinium or thallium. Dr. Bitar is going to help us out with some more advanced medicine. Check it out. MedicalRewind.com will get you some easy access to hundreds of hours of archives. Coming right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tyler,
Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Lifetime grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, we had a question of the day from Taffy here with Dr. Vitar on board. And, you know, it's a theme and obviously a subject we've covered many times over the years. But with this gadolinium news break, because I haven't actually explored this with you on the air, and then referencing all the other aspects of kidney burden, and then the CDC coming out, 1 in 6 have some form of kidney problems that could lead to renal failure in lifetime. We're beginning to see this picture. The picture's coming clearer all of the time. The things you've been saying, the things you've written about in your international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And so as Taffy asks some of these questions, she may already know some of this, but it might be a little bit of a replenisher for those that are longtime listeners and new for the new listeners.
Yeah, so to specifically answer her question, when it comes to the legal scan, so a legal scan is looking at, it's basically spectrophotometry. It's using light and how the light bounces off various substances within the tissue. And we basically did all the original research for the legal scan, and pretty much everything in legal scan that came through North America came through us for the first couple of years. So all the training videos for providers and such, those are all done. I did all those training videos. So the first thing is when you see the high levels of aluminum, lead, mercury, cadmium, and silver that Taffy mentions showed up in the legal scan, then she makes the conclusion that that these metals are not coming out. When you see them high on a legal scan, that actually is an indication that those metals are moving. So okay. When you're doing the legal scan, it's actually looking specifically at one area of the body. It's looking at the left hand, and it's all based upon the
how the light bounces off. It's specific to the person's blood type. And, Robert, can you, whatever you just did, man,
I can hear you way better. Like you were off in the distance with a bird in the jungle before.
Well, that's exactly, I was just going to say that bird in the jungle, that's my son's cockatoos that are sitting there. Obviously, I'm not in the office at 8 o'clock in the evening, but that's my son's birds, and I shouldn't have been that close anyway. That wasn't a woman screaming in the background in a dungeon or something.
Super Don, next week with Dr. Batar, welcome to the jungle. I want that as an audio clip ready for Dr. Batar.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go out there and shoot that bird, but anyway, I think it's telling me that it wants to be fed. Anyway, so when you're looking at the metals on the spectrophotometry, when those levels are showing up high, that actually means that there's a mobilization occurring. So in Chinese medicine, for example, the palms of the hand and the soles of the feet are organs of detoxification. Mm-hmm. So when you're seeing higher levels of those metals, that's actually not a bad sign. See, when people see high levels of any kind of metal, the first component, the first initial visceral response is, oh, my God, my metals are high. But you have to remember that if the metals are high on testing, especially on a post-challenge type test, that's a good sign because at least they're coming out. It's when you're sick and the heavy metals are low, that's when you should be concerned because that indicates it's not coming out.
Right. And, of course, she says she's fatigued. Of course, your metabolism, if I could say it, is mobilized to do some work that's a little extra than when you're not having to detoxify these things. And another aspect of this one, you talk about a challenge test, right? We've talked about a chelation challenge test, but a lot of times you'll know somebody is heavy metal toxic, but you might do a blood, a hair analysis, saliva, I don't know, whatever, even urine. And it's like not until you do the challenge, then suddenly it starts dumping out because the body was very reluctant to release it.
That's exactly right. So you've got both those components. Then on top of that, this is a biological dentist that did the test, which means that she's having some type of dentistry done. So her load is being released even more on top of that. So the fatigue can be explained not only from the mobilization, but the increase in mobilization from the heavy amalgam removal process or the manipulation of whatever is happening in the mouth from the dentist. So you've got a couple of different things going on. The fatigue aspect of it overall. Obviously, somebody who has mercury exposure, and if she has dental amalgams in, she doesn't mention whether she has amalgams in or not. But if anybody who has amalgams in, at a certain point, that, you know, it's what the straw that broke the camel's back type of a scenario, you can have so much outgassing. It's 5 to 9 nanograms per deciliter per tooth per day that's outgassing per amalgam. So that's a lot of mercury that's being exposed, that an individual is being exposed to. And at what point does it basically break the camel's back type of scenario?
Sure.
There's a lot of explanations as to why she's having the fatigue.
Taffy, great question. And by the way, of all the things you listed, aluminum, lead, mercury, cadmium, and silver, silver at least is benign, at least in all of the peer-reviewed literature I've reviewed and also seen clinically. But it really sounds like because it was done by OligoScan, things are being mobilized, and you may already be doing good work to escort the stuff out your body by helping your liver and your kidneys and chelating, hopefully sweating too, far infrared or otherwise. We've got blood immunotherapy for cancer coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Each week we crank it up, do some advanced medicine with Dr. Rashid Bitar. You can find him online, Dr. Bitar, BUTTAR.com, as well as hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours now of great advanced medicine segments here on the radio show. Go to MedicalRewind.com. Of course, all of those also available through GCN, our syndicator and broadcast radio, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. You got Talk 365 on the weekends, as well as UK Health Radio in the United Kingdom, and SoundCloud right here at robertscottbell.com. Now, Dr. Bitar, we're just covering a story I thought was pretty interesting, because we've talked about
your therapy that you work with for people coming to you that have cancer. And it includes what's known as immunotherapy. And I'm reading this CBS News article coverage, and I'm going, immunotherapy with the blood? Are they finally catching up? Is this for real, or are they getting it wrong? Are they getting it sort of right? I want your perspective on it, because not many people will read this and really understand what is totally going on here.
Well, I think that they're onto the right thought process. When they started first talking about immunotherapy 10, 12 years ago, they were on the right process. But the problem is they're trying to create a one-size-fits-all, and it just doesn't work that way because cancer is very specific to the individual's DNA. It's very – you could have 1,000 people that are the same height, same weight, same eye color, same hair color, same everything. They look identical to each other. They all have the same type of cancer, yet the cancer will be all – everyone's cancer is going to be different because that cancer, even though it's site-specific and histologically it's identical, it's still specific to that individual's DNA. So we target our treatment to that person's specific DNA, meaning that we harvest from them and we create the treatment for them. This, in this particular case, they've said some key things that are accurate, and some of the problems that they highlight, they are absolutely correct. For example, one of the things that they say is that the key to the immune, the T cells are the key to the immune system, and they're exactly correct on that. One of the biggest challenges, according to the article, one of the biggest challenges in fighting cancer has been the cancer cells find ways of becoming invisible to the body's defenses. That statement is also accurate. But the problem is that when they start to look at, in this particular case, what they're doing is they're looking at certain components of the T cells that they use to cause the T cells to essentially elicit a certain reaction. So they call them checkpoint inhibitors. And essentially what they're doing is they're releasing these checkpoint inhibitors or releasing the brake that allows a T cell to start to continue to do its job. Well, the problem is there's two types of T cells. There's T helper cells and there's T suppressor cells. So yes, you do want to break one and you want to stimulate the other one, but they're creating a balanced situation where by releasing the T cells, if the T cells still can't recognize the cancer as being foreign, they still have missed that one point. So we're doing immune modulation treatments. That's our third step in our treatment program. But the fourth step is target acquisition. So we have a method to help the body identify the foreign cells as being the ones to attack selectively as opposed to dealing with a rampant overstimulation of the immune system. And they go on in this article and they say that's actually one of the biggest problems. It goes on to say that, side effects we're talking about.
Yeah, as you get there, Dr. Bitar, I just want to make sure I understand, because you've been working with this for a long time. Is this a process of the FDA and doctors sort of catching up in a little way? They're taking some of these ideas and improving upon other therapies that are absolutely disastrous, but not taking it as far as we do in advanced medicine.
Oh, it'll take them another 20 years to catch up, but we're also advancing what we're doing. The part that they've got, you know, there's things to learn from this, but there's also things that they have missed. For example, this is an exact quote from the article, doctors must learn to manage potentially life-threatening side effects from an overstimulated immune system. Now, that statement in itself shows really that they don't understand what's going on. Because what you're dealing with is when the immune system actually recognizes the cancer, it's not an overstimulated immune system. The immune system is finally recognizing what's foreign and blasts it, but that conflict, that war, if you will, because we just identified what the enemy is and now we go after it, can be potentially, if it's not regulated or done in a metered way, can be detrimental because of individuals' kidneys and liver and gut
right.
can't stand the onslaught because of the rapid
yes.
attack.
This is where, by the way, my good friend who passed from this plane, you know, Dr. Nick Gonzalez was always, he was, you know, a smart guy. He knew exactly what you're saying, too. And he said, you know, I had his patients on coffee enemas. He said they had to have detoxification support because the danger was, as you enhanced immunity and targeted that immunity, there would be a devastating, you know, debris field that had to be removed
exactly.
rapidly from the body.
Exactly. And that debris field that you just referred to elicits almost a septic-like reaction because all that garbage has to go somewhere. And if it doesn't go somewhere, then it's polluting the system, and that can be in itself detrimental. But then on top of that, how much tumor mass do you break down? It's like literally poisoning the body.
Right.
And so these are aspects of it. Another thing that they talk about in here, they said also concerning is a small number of deaths from brain swelling, an unexplained complication that forced another company Juno Therapeutics to halt their development. Now, here's the thing. When you end up taking a hammer and hitting somebody's knee, what's going to happen? It's a natural response. The knee's going to swell. The inflammatory cascade is a natural response that the body does in order to protect that area. So in the joint, in your knee, when it swells up, it's to protect and insulate that joint because it's been attacked or it's been hit or it's been traumatized. So what happens in the brain, especially with brain cancers, is that when the cancer is identified and the treatment starts to work, it's basically the way it's working is one, it's identifying what's foreign, and then two, it attacks it selectively. That causes edema. That causes swelling, a natural response to healing. The problem is inside the brain, it's a limited area. You've got the cranium, you know, the skull, and then you've got the brain inside it. So when there's swelling, it's not like swelling in your arm or on your stomach or your leg where it can expand. It's limited to where it can expand. It can only expand ventrally. It can't expand any other way because the cranium, the skull, is fixated.
Right.
So then it causes what we call a herniation. The brain swells, causes herniation, and the person can die from that herniation. And we have actually, back in 1998, 1999, 2000, 2001, when we were developing this, we actually have seen this. We've actually set patients that have gotten better initially, but as the treatment continues, then the swelling of the brain, that has been the problem. It could be like just a small little amount. That's why you got to go really, really slow, because you got to be able to make sure that swelling is in a controlled manner. It's very difficult because once it starts, you can't control it. It's not like you can dial it back. So you got to go baby steps so that brain swelling can be accommodated. That once you go beyond that accommodation point, you're going to cause a herniation. So these are, you know, obviously what they're doing, they're on the right track because they're experiencing some of those side effects. These aren't really side effects of immune therapy. This is part of how the immune system works. This is how the body works. And so we have to be cognizant of it, and we have to work around it to make sure that the body's own compensatory mechanisms don't cause a detrimental, undesired effect.
So these are known metabolic pathways, very predictable, but they're just stumbling onto it. And I find it very ironic that the one thing they deny in terms of the hardcore allopathic skeptics, you know, our focus on detoxification has been ridiculed tremendously. You know, you've had to deal with it even within the medical board, that they kind of laugh it off and they say detox, haha, that's silly. That's only if you're on hard drugs from, you know, addiction. But this is what we're dealing with, are detox pathways. And that's the difference between life and death in a successful cancer therapy.
Yeah, I think that detoxification in any condition, in any medical condition, in any disease process is essential, because you first have to get the garbage out of the way. It is, no matter what advanced treatments they have for any type of a disease process, unless they are addressing the issue of toxicity, they're going to miss the boat. For example, let's look at using stem cells to enhance recovery, to improve healing process. I can tell you that same stem cells, used in another clinic and used in our clinic, you're going to get a 3 to 4 times, you're talking about 300 to 400% better result in our clinic than any other clinic. Why? Because we're cleaning up the system. It's no different than, you know, a mechanic that basically cleans all the different parts as he puts them in, as opposed to having rusty, oily, metal that's not smoothed over.
Yeah, you can put the same high quality oil in, and if you haven't cleaned the debris beforehand, that same quality oil is going to work a little bit better or a lot better in the one that you prepared the way for it.
Exactly. Or if it's not been cleaned at all, it's going to be there's no point even doing the oil change because you just put it into garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
So yes, that detoxification is an essential point of dealing with any disease process. And here's the bigger point, Robert. Prevention is the key. If we can clean up the system before any chronic disease begins, we can actually prevent the onset of many of these diseases just from the cleanup process.
Yeah. Well, and it's the same thing.
Dr. Vitari, for having a clean diet, clean water, etc.
So the same concept that works in acute phase diseases too. If you're truly vitally healthy and you succumb temporarily to an insult or assault, whether it be a toxicological or, if you want to call it, a pathogen burden suddenly due to exposure, you can feel really rotten along the way because your excretory organs are taxed in the process of clearing the debris from that temporary assault. Now we're dealing with a chronic degradation disease and cancer, and systems that have been corrupted so severely over a lifetime that we cannot expect just killing the cancer to be sufficient, which is, again, why chemotherapy is such a disaster, because it takes that immunotherapy concept, which is a step in the right direction, but it just throws it on its head because we're poisoning the body even more disastrously on top of what would happen if we successfully kill the cancer cells.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this is not just applicable in cancer, but in all disease processes. So your comment about the acute phase and how bad we can feel during the acute phase, here's the thing. If you've been living a clean life and you start feeling really, really sick and you've been exposed to something acutely, that's a blessing. Remember we talked about this a couple of weeks ago about how the symptomology, we should be embracing that because it's our feedback mechanisms that the ultimate engineer, the creator, designed for us to get information back so that we know what to do. And actually, if you start feeling really bad and you've been living a clean life, that's a good sign because that means that you've just been exposed to something, you're flushing it, and within 3 to 5 days, you're going to feel better. And what you should do if you feel that happening, that's when you get into an area with clean air and deep breathing in and out, lymphatic breathing. When you take a deep breath in, your stomach should come out. Put your hand in your abdomen. Clean water. You know, go on just eating stay away from dairy. Stay away from, like, you know that I don't tell people stay away from dairy, just stay away from meat. I'm not a vegetarian. I don't believe in that type of diet. But if you've got an acute onslaught, that's when you just stay with vegetables, organic, clean food, clean eating.
Exactly.
Sleep, and you're going to feel a lot better in 3 to 5 days.
Yep. I got a call from a friend earlier today with a daughter who's about 5, 6 years old. Been throwing up, fever, right? An acute response, otherwise healthy, clean kid, right? I said, give a dose of Bryonia Alba first, and then you can do the Belladonna. These are homeopathic remedies, but the Bryonia, why? Because it's liver congestion. Clear the liver, they'll recover faster, even in acute situations. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show. Remember, archives all over the place, including at SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com, GCN, as well as Medical Rewind, specific to our advanced medicine sessions with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Put your thinking caps on, man. Class is in session, even though in the Northern Hemisphere you're on summer break. We don't take that break here. We keep that broadcast healing going. Now, final story of the day, Dr. Bitar, relates to the flu shot scam. Interesting article off of Health Impact News. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It says repeated flu shots decrease antibody response. More evidence that annual flu shots are worthless. We didn't need more evidence because we already knew that. But it's interesting that a new study out of Australia is showing that if you keep getting these things, if you really want an antibody response, not that that's the be-all, end-all, but for them it is, you're not even getting it.
Yeah, this is interesting, because the first problem is we know that the flu shot is based upon an extrapolation of futuristic data that's being it's a predictive model is what they're using. So
you're being kind. It's a guess. It's a dartboard. Throw it on the dartboard.
Yeah, exactly, except that in a dartboard, you know, you've got so many places you can hit. This is like 1 in 5,000 of viruses we know of, and there's probably another 15,000 we don't even understand or recognize yet. So it literally is, you know, you would be. It's like the chimpanzee study that they did with the prediction of the stock market, and the chimpanzees repetitively picked better than all the fund
the
managers,
human stockbrokers, right? Yeah,
exactly. And it was just, you know, they were just throwing darts up, and they looked at the chimpanzee mechanism. They were literally throwing darts at something, and that whatever they were hitting, the fund managers were investing in that, and they were becoming much more profitable than their counterparts that were using predictive models. So we know that that in itself is just worthless the way that they do it. Then on top of that, the desensitization, which is what this study's talking about, that's a different component that, you know, really I haven't taken into consideration. You and I haven't really talked about that before, but it is a very interesting and valid point. It's very similar to in cancer, when you give people chemotherapy, it doesn't seem to kill the stem cells and makes the stem cells more resistant to that chemotherapy. So it's the old adage, what doesn't kill you only serves to make you stronger. In that case, it's actually, because it's not killing the cancer, it's only making the cancer more resilient and more mutagenic and adaptogenic so it can adapt to its changing environment. So here, this would be a similar type of phenomena where the virus is either becoming resistant to the vaccine or to the antibody response because it's constantly desensitizing it. Think of it like the venom. And snake venom, you can actually give people low-dose snake venom to make them essentially immune to snake venom. But that's the use of venom therapy to put a person into a situation that way they may be exposed to, exactly, desensitizes them to that poison when and if they become
a victim of a snake bite. But yeah, in this case, they're saying that the repeated flu shots is causing their own immune system to go, what's the point, right? You're going to keep hammering with this? I'm not even going to react anymore. It's ridiculous.
But it's the same phenomena, though, see, because what it's doing is it's desensitizing the immune system. So the immune system is not going to fight anything because there's nothing to it. Okay, that's they're saying one thing, but it could be because of this other aspect, or it could be literally that it's like a boy crying wolf. Okay, there's nothing for the immune system to do. It's desensitized. The mechanism of that desensitization, I don't know what it is, and I don't think they elucidated here, but
no.
You can see how there's so many different aspects. It makes total logical sense. Whether the reasoning behind it, why it's happening, is sound or not, I don't know, but it makes complete sense because it could be the boy crying wolf. It could be the venom issue. It could be any of these things that desensitize the system, and the system is not able to either react because it's been desensitized, or two, it says there's no reason to react because, you know, it's been false alarms. The whole aspect of the antibody antigen response is that once you've been exposed to it the first time, it creates the antibody. The next time, the antibody is already circulating, so it doesn't need that 7 to 10 days of creating itself. It's already ready to execute. So in this particular case, it could be that there's no reason, there's a desensitization of the antibody, but the antibody's just not going to react, or it's down regulation of it. You know, who knows what it is, but the point is it makes total sense.
Yeah, and it's stronger evidence that anytime you hear flu shot, you think the word fail, and you're on the right track. Flu shot failure, by definition, don't fall for it. There are better ways to prevent flu, much less respond appropriately to overcome it, should it actually happen. And in most cases, we know flu is just a catch-all phrase for somebody who has, been overwhelmed because they've overconsumed the wrong kind of food during the holiday season, for instance. It's a story we'll get to again. I'm certain of that. All right, Dr. Bitar, another great advanced medicine episode here. Everybody go to medicalrewind.com or robertscottbell.com. We have archives linked up for you. And Dr. Bitar, I'm going to leave it to you to tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.